Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tuts Experience podcast. I am Kieran Tuttiot, your host of this extravaganza of a personality that I am, Kieran Tuttiot. I hope you're well and thank you very much for joining me once again for episode number 53. Wow. And it's great to have your company. Yes. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at The Tuts Experience and also like our Facebook page, facebook.com/TutsExperience. And emails, as always, are very welcome, TutsExperience@hotmail.com. Now, apologies, there haven't been many episodes recently. Been crazy, crazy busy and getting excited for the Eurovision Song Contest. And basically, that's what I've been basically focusing on in my life, to be honest. Now, I know WrestleMania 32 is coming up before the Eurovision Song Contest 2016. So, I'm trying to balance both of them fairly and equally in my life, which I do every year. But at least this year, the Eurovision Song Contest has gone in the forefront of that. I was particularly excited for WrestleMania last year. And the year before, not so much for 29, I just want to point that out. But 30 and 31 I was really excited for this year. I'm quite excited, but there's not many real matches that are particularly grabbing me so far. But there's plenty of songs in the Eurovision Song Contest this year, which has really got me amped up and excited. We know currently at this moment on Monday the 15th of March, yes, that 41 songs have been released and announced and shown to the world. But there are two songs from Malta and Bulgaria which are coming up later. We should know the Maltese song by Thursday. It's Thursday the 17th on St. Patrick's Day. And we'll know the Bulgarian song on the 21st, which is on Monday, next Monday. So, yeah, a bit of a shame for Poligonova's song, but never mind. Poligonova represented Bulgaria in the 2011 Eurovision Song Contest, narrowly missing from qualification in her semi-final two, if I remember rightly. So, yeah, so there you go. But anyways, I hope you're all well. Basically, this is, as I say, a personal journal podcast, so I'm going to talk to you guys about my life, my hobbies, and what's shocking me in reality. And you can imagine what we're going to be talking about. All sorts of things, okay? So it'll be great to hear from you if you want to get in contact with me. Always nice to hear from you. My personal Twitter account is at Tuts Experience, okay? But first off, we're going to start off with our first song, as always. And I hope you enjoy it. We're going to start off with Carly Simon. All I Want Is You.
What do the neighbors know about the heart and soul?
The amazing Carly Simon there. All I Want Is You. I absolutely adore that song. Really, really nice. It's not quite up-tempo, isn't it? But it's still just quite melodic in some respects too. The music just soothes you. At least I think so, anyway. Yes, you're listening to the Tuts Experience podcast with Kira and Tutty. It's going to throw some news items out to you. Sharapova has been dropped as UN Goodwill Ambassador. I am the Goodwill Ambassador of the AllWrestling.com Week in Review. I still am, even though I haven't been on for a while. But the United Nations has suspended Maria Sharapova from Russia, famous tennis player, as a Goodwill Ambassador after she failed a drugs test at the Australian Open. Oh dear. Now, in other news, Top Gear Cenotaph stunt will cost taxpayers £100,000, report claims. Oh dear. Now, Top Gear's reports, the day's filming, which included road closures agreed by Westminster City Council, will come to the cost of £100,000 to taxpayers who fund the BBC programming. Awkward. Yeah, not very good. Now, the dreaded C word, it seems these days, that many environmental factors like the sun, pollution and secondhand smoke can cause cancer. But unfortunately, recent studies have shown that popular foods can also lead to it. Some of these foods are probably in your pantry right now, or larder. There are various things that Lifted.com have said. Refined sugar is one of them. Can you believe it? Soda pop, i.e., you know, fizzy drinks. Yes, that's another cause of it. Even though I don't drink sugary drinks or stuff like that very often anyway. Processed meats. Yeah, so that's including ham, salami, chorizo. I mean, seriously? I don't get it. Red meat. So nice, juicy, healthy steak. Oh, not right. Microwave popcorn. Yes, microwave popcorn has been said, told. But what could be easier than tossing a bag into the microwave, pressing the button, and, you know, the delicious popcorn will come out. It's a healthy snack. A healthy snack offering potassium, iron and fibre, but microwave popcorn comes with some risks, and apparently cancer could be the one. The chemicals that lines the microwavable bag decomposes and forms a compound that has been likened to liver or has been linked to liver and pancreatic cancer. The separate chemical used to flavour the popcorn can cause a lung condition called bronchitis obliterans. I don't know. One way to decrease your chances of developing this is to let the bag of heated popcorn cool before opening it. One way to avoid all the ailments is to use a hot air popper or the stove top of your to pop your kernels, but remember to go easy on the butter, they say. See, I don't like butter popcorn. I much prefer to go for the sweetie kind. So put some dusting of sweetener over the top. Oh, that's very Slimming Worldy. Dirty fruit, apparently. So fruit that isn't properly cleaned, and also ones that are just about to go off. So potato chips, i.e. crisps, for British listeners, there you are. Yeah, I don't get how that could be, but it's something to do with the cooking chemicals that they use and the air inside the packet once it's made. French fries, yes, chips, for English people. Since French fries are potatoes, and cooking potatoes at very high temperatures aggravates acrylamide. I'm just going to go through Google Translate and find out things. You know, when I have problems on radio and I don't know how you pronounce something, I'll find out what it is by going to Google Translate. It's called acrylamide. There we go. So this makes French fries as a haddad, and it doesn't stop there. Potatoes are on the Dirty Dozen list of fruits and veggies because of their high quantities of pesticides that they retain from when they are growing at mass. So there's a obvious danger of frying, but there's more of a heart attack risk than a cancer risk. So go organic and save yourself a lot of potential health problems, they say. So I don't know if this particular study has really taken on board the fact that it's promoting organic food, but then again, maybe there's a reason for it. Farmed salmon is another reason why they don't have enough omega-3, basically. Canned tomatoes, can you believe it? Now, in some countries, the lining in the cans of tomatoes contains a chemical known as bisphenol. It's a toxic that lines other canned foods as well. Tomatoes, however, due to the acidity, cause the BPA to leach from the lining of the can and enter the actual tomatoes itself. BPA in cans has been linked to several health issues, including heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. And the danger is multiplied when tomatoes are in the can. Glass jars may not solve the problem because of the metal lid. Often has BPA, in other words, bisphenol, as I said to you just now. The safest choice might be to buy fresh organic tomatoes. Ah, what a surprise, another organic plug there. Hydronated oil is a liquid oil that was chemically processed to turn solid, particularly to go around Twinkies, for example. Twinkies for American, well, not for Americans, because Americans have Twinkies, but for the UK listeners, Twinkies are like Swiss rolls with the cream in the middle, but the Swiss roll around it is actually whole rather than it's been rolled, for example. Also, white flour. The chemicals inside white flour and it's been bleached into white flour with a particular gas. So it's not with a colouring agent or anything, it's with a gas, apparently. En masse. Also, alcohol, as you can imagine, alcohol is always bad for everything. Pickles, can you believe it? Or here in the United Kingdom, they're called gherkins. Yes. Pickles and gherkins are two different things. There's a good thing. There is a good news, though, and there's not so good news. Now, pickles, which are cucumbers that underwent the pickling process, which I love, pickles and gherkins, that type of thing, but I don't like cucumbers, a fermenting in salt, vinegar, and seasoning containing probiotics. That's good news. However, they also contain high amounts of sodium, and pickles, or i.e. gherkins, that are highly salty have been linked to stomach cancer. A team of doctors in Turkey discovered that gastric cancer patients ate a lot more pickles than cancer-free patients. In general, one large standard pickle is more than enough each day. Oh dear. It's, you know, me and Robkins. You wouldn't want to come over to our house after that. Anyways, so that's enough things to scare you about cancer, guys. I'm so sorry. I do apologise. I'm such a mean man. In more recent headlines that have been going on in the world, Belgium security forces are hunting for at least two men believed to be linked to last year's attacks in Paris after shots were fired during an anti-terrorism raid. So they may have found the people in Paris. So by the time this comes out, the Paris attackers may be caught. Well, at least we hope so anyway. A prison officer injured in a bomb in Northern Ireland earlier this month dies after being rushed back to hospital 11 days after the attack. Some very sad news. Now, the UK government is planning to force all schools in England to become academies and in the role of local authorities providing education. Now, that is big, big news. I don't know what to feel about this, but where the system is a bit of a mess at the moment with schooling here in the UK, and at least it's going to be almost the same for everybody, but I don't know what to think about that. Now, the Cypriot president, Nikos Anastasiadis, has rejected the terms of the EU offer to Turkey to resume membership talks, jeopardising a deal to send back migrants landing on the Greek islands. The short boat trip from Turkey has become the most popular route for EU migrants and refugees, and Turkey agreed last week to take back the new arrivals in return for EU concessions. But Cyprus has said that Turkey will have to agree to concessions of its own. 1 million irregular migrants have taken the sea route from Turkey since the start of 2015, and several countries along the Balkans routes have recently acted to halt the influx. The former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia has closed its Greek borders crossing, leaving at least 44,000 people currently stranded in Greece. I'd much prefer to stay in Greece. Why would I want to go into Macedonia? And yeah, it'd be crazy. Also, other notable countries that have closed their borders is Slovenia, Slovakia, and Serbia, I think, and I'm pretty sure that Austria have done the same too. So, bit of a sad time, I must admit. But I'm glad, and I think, and I'm pretty glad that, you know, this is all getting hopefully sorted sooner rather than later. Now, 5 US states hold primary elections for November's presidential vote, giving Democratic and Republican frontrunners a chance to cement their leads. Yes. It's another Tuesday of voting, and polls have opened in Ohio and Florida, both deemed key states, as well as in North Carolina, Illinois, and Missouri. Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton is hoping to fend off the resurgent challenger Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, Donald Trump aim to edge out his rivals in the Republican race. The New York real estate mogul is the favourite to win his party's nomination, but has run into fierce opposition from within the Republican establishment, as well as facing condemnation from Democrats. He scored an early success on Tuesday when he secured 9 delegates in the North Marian Islands, part of the US Pacific Commonwealth, after winning almost 73% of the Republican caucuses there. Clearly they're all on drugs. Victories for any for Mr. Trump's rivals, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, or John Kasich, in this round of primaries will give hope to the Republicans fighting to block him. But polls have given Mr. Trump a healthy showing in all 5 mainland states. 2 primaries seen as most crucial are in the winners takes all states of Florida, offering 99 delegates, and Ohio with its 66 delegates. Senator Rubio, currently in 3rd place for the Republican nomination, says he must win in Florida, his home state, in order to stop Donald Trump from hijacking his party's nomination. But polls put Mr. Trump slightly ahead. However, he is trailing Mr. Kasich in Ohio, where the 4th place candidate for the nomination is governor. For the Democratic nomination, Mrs. Clinton begins Tuesday with a comfortable lead ahead of her rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Opinion polls give her a big lead in Florida and North Carolina, but show Mr. Sanders is gaining ground in the other 3 states. Mr. Sanders pulled off a major political upset with his win in Michigan a week ago. Both Democrat and Republican candidates spoke out against Mr. Trump after a string of violence at his rallies. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who is in second place for the Republican nomination, blamed Mr. Trump for the violence, saying any candidate who is responsible for the culture of the campaign. Yes, indeed. And Mr. Rubio said it was harder every day to justify backing Trump. Mr. Trump has blamed Mr. Sanders' supporters for the violence and said his campaign is not provoking and wants peace. Have you not listened to yourself, Mr. Trump? For fuck's sake, excuse my French. Mr. Sanders accused him of being a pathological liar. And of course, he is. Do you know, I'm not going to go on any more about this because it just winds me up. But I don't understand what the American people are seeing in Donald Trump. Now, I can imagine, because their political atmosphere is a little bit like ours at the moment here in the United Kingdom, where their people are so disillusioned with mainstream politics and they want... At least in the United States, I really understand it, because people are just angry with the same people, with the same type of policies going around, and they want to vote for something different, okay? And it's not necessarily the fact that they want something different, they just want a change of face, I'm sure. When they see somebody like Donald Trump, who is a celebrity, it's almost like Sir Alan Sugar doing it here, or Lord Sugar doing it here in the UK, going for president or prime minister or something. They're just, because he's so well known on television, that people would just think, oh, well, he's great, he's good, he knows how to make the right decisions in firing people, etc., then he must be doing the right thing. But I just really don't think he is. Donald Trump is at all. He's inciting all this violence and stuff, and people are eating it up. You see people beating on black people, Hispanic people, and even white people who are totally against these things. The scenes we saw in Illinois, in Chicago, where these people were beating up these protesters. And these protesters have the right to speak whatever they want to say. And so does Mr. Trump, etc. But they should not encourage violence. And when they start to encourage violence and beatings on people, that's where it starts to get wrong. And even if Donald Trump wins the nomination, I can almost cast iron guarantee that whoever is the Democratic nomination, who wins the Democratic nomination, I think it probably will be Hillary Clinton, that she will become the next president of the United States of America. Almost guarantees, because I feel like at least that there are a majority in the United States that would vote for the most sane person on the ballot paper. At least we all hope and pray. I mean, people, at least here in the UK, are so angry and infuriated with Donald Trump's political views that over a million, or even at least 2 million people, signed a petition to get Donald Trump banned from ever entering the United Kingdom again. And that was only a few months ago, if not, it was about 3-4 months ago when all of this started. There was a debate in the House of Commons about it in Westminster Hall. You know, it's beyond me, but I hope the Americans understand it, because, you know, I mean, we love you guys over there. I just hope that you appreciate the fact that we don't want a Donald Trump. Oh dear, I don't particularly want a Ted Cruz anyway, but you know, you got to take the best of both worlds anyway. So there you go. Anyways, enough rambling on. Let's go on to our next song here on the Tuts Experience. I hope you join the show, everyone. We are, that's Bucks Fizz with I Hear Talk on the Tuts Experience podcast. A bit of 80s tune there, a bit of an 80s tune there, and yes, well, a lot of fun. They were on an extensive tour right across the UK, locally here to me, here in Fareham in Hampshire. They were visiting the Concord Club in Eastleigh, which is about a 25-minute drive down the M27, and it was a real shame I couldn't make it there. The tickets were really expensive, though. They were like close to £40. I was like, my God, what's that all about? I really was kicking myself because, I really wanted to go. I really did want to go. Now, what I'm going to do for you now, guys, is we're going to talk about the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, we love the old Eurovision, don't we? It's quite a different ways of things are going around at the moment in the regards to the contest now being in Sweden. We've got a huge big party going on next in another arena next to the current arena, which is hosting the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest. And the party is, I'm really looking forward to, because I'm hopefully going to be going. The tickets go on sale on Friday the 18th, so please do bear that in mind if you don't have any tickets for the actual grand final. I've got tickets for the semi-final, second semi-final, and the jury final, so that's the Thursday and Friday I've got tickets. But the Saturday show, which everybody sees, it was really difficult to get tickets there. But not to worry. The football stadium next door is having the giant Eurovision party there, and I'm incredibly looking forward to this. I'm hoping to get tickets for that. They've got a 300 metre wide television screen to show the contest on. So it's just going to be a crazy huge party, and I'm so excited. I hope I get to go there. So hopefully I'll be able to get the tickets on Friday morning. Fingers crossed. But we're going to talk about Eurovision news and current news at the moment, as of Monday. No, hang on, it's Tuesday the 15th. Dearie me. Now, reading an article from weeweeblogs.com, a great blog, Eurovision website, and they're very open-minded about things, so just bear that in mind. Now, in a article about Edna Tarafa's song, Albania's entry in 2016, turned fairy tale into a nightmare. Now, when Edna Tarafa won the Albanian Festival Dikengis, their national final, back in December, it was easy to understand why Albanians got behind her. Edna had control, power in her voice, and she could belt out with the ease and perception of a sniper. She's got all of that Hollywood sheen, a golden tress, a matted complexion, inevitable decolletage. Oh, I don't know what that means. Anyway, move swiftly on. Her song, known as Parale, Fairy Tale, has great potential too. It oozed mystery and sound, and even though I had no idea, says William Lee Adams, what she was singing about, Sister sounded like she was in pain and really made me feel it. It needed a revamp to give it shape and give it more dynamic in the second half. But surely Albania, the nation that transformed Julia Pasha's All About You, could handle that. Apparently not. The much anticipated revamp and music video dropped on Sunday, and Fairy Tale has turned into a total nightmare. Gone is the beautiful Albanian language, replaced with the dubious English that really kills the atmosphere. The English language lyrics are very ESL, and at times sounds like they were written by someone who reads fairy tales. The tale of love larger than dreams, so many tears, all craziness and rage, tale and love. The message is love can bring change. As we all know, change isn't always a good thing. The article goes on, but it's just a real, real shame about Albania. They've really messed up their entry this year, and it's a real, real shame. Now, there are plenty of preview parties going on all over the place in Europe. We've got the Eurovision pre-party in Riga, which is taking place on the 2nd of April. Okay? Also, there are participants there in Riga for Ivan from Belarus, Dalal and Dean featuring Anna and Julia from Bosnia-Herzegovina, Hovistar from Israel, Just from Latvia, Barre from Spain and Reike from Switzerland. Also special guests going to be Herreys from Sweden's Eurovision winners in 1984 and Schlager Fieber, a Eurovision and Melody Festival and cover band. Tickets are €12 with booking fee. That's the Riga pre-party. Also, there's a Moscow preview party taking place on the 3rd of April. Confirmed participants are Edna Tarafa from Albania, Vitya Muchkan from Armenia, Ivan from Belarus, Minus One from Cyprus, Calliope from Macedonia, Ira Losko from Malta, Sergei Lazarev from Russia, Serhat from San Marino, Barre from Spain, and Riker from Switzerland. Okay. Now, also, we have a... the Eurovision concert that's taking place in Amsterdam on the 9th of April. Okay. This is the biggest Eurovision pre-party going on. All of the names that I've mentioned to you are going to be there, including Zoe from Austria. I love her. Amir from France. Also Francesca Michelini from Italy. Also Lydia Isaac from Moldova. Highway from Montenegro. Dal Bob from the Netherlands. Agnette from Norway. They're going to be there. Special guests and hosts include Hella Bjork, who represented Iceland in 2010. Sadly, the tickets are, as I say, all sold out, which is a bloody shame, but never mind. Now, there is the big London Eurovision party that's taking place on the 17th of April. Yes, and this takes place and starts at 7 p.m. 17th of April is on a Sunday, which is a bloody shame. Because I would have gone to it if it was on a Saturday or a Friday, but I don't think I'll be able to get the Monday off work. But anyways, confirmed participants: Zoe from Austria, -1 from Cyprus, Greta Salome from Iceland, Francesca Michelini from Italy, Just from Latvia, Kali Opie from Macedonia, Highway from Montenegro, Barre from Spain, and Joan Jake, the United Kingdom entry. And the special guests feature Aminata, who represented Latvia last year with Love Injected, the big red dress woman. Yes, you all know. the hosts will be Paddy O'Connell, who used to be the commentators for the United Kingdom during the semi-finals from 2004 and up until 2010, and also Nicky French, who represented the United Kingdom in 2000 with the song Don't Play That Song Again, the one which we all know and love. They're going to be hosting the show. Tickets start at £37.37. Okay, if you want the VIP treatment, then the tickets are just over £100, but you get to meet all of the artists, get photos, autographs, all of that type of stuff. So I would love to go, but yes, it's on a Sunday. A bloody shame, but never mind. If you want to find out more details, then you can head over to weeblogs.com, also eurofoire.com. And particular about the London Eurovision Party 2016, head over to ESCXtra, where I've emphasized the X. So it's rather than extra, it's extra. Okay? ESCXtra. Okay? Now, Sweden have been confirmed that they're going to be singing 9th on the final night of the grand final in a random draw. Now, remember that the producers of the Eurovision Song Contest since 2013 have been able to select the running order. Even if it's, but they, each country gets to pick if they qualify to the grand final, to the first half and the second half. But for Sweden, because they can't pick where they want to go, they have to do it randomly. So they perform in 9th at the final. So Flans with his horrible song, If I Were Sorry, is representing them. Now, Ira Olosko will sing the song Walking on Water, but we haven't heard the song yet. It will be released on Thursday, as I say, St. Patrick's Day. Polly Genova will sing the song If Love Was a Crime, representing Bulgaria. The official video of Joan Jake's song You're Not Alone, the UK entry, will be there as well. So, exciting times. Okay, so that's Eurovision news for now. But what I want to do is I want to play you a compilation of all Eurovision 2016 entries currently that we have. We have 41. There will be 43 by the 21st of this month. But I'm going to give you a sneak preview and a few clips of all 42 songs. It won't take long. Just enjoy, sit back and relax. What's to come in May 2016 in the Globen Arena, excuse me, in Stockholm, Sweden. Tack så mycket.
falling for you, and my dreams could come true. I didn't know that you're warm like the sun. Our life has just begun. I didn't know.
Singing now, we coming home. I hear them calling me. I hear them crying.
shall we just finish off with the Australian entry there? What did you think of all of those songs? Quite a selection there, isn't there, of wide diversities. And yes, Australia are back at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, but they must qualify through the semi-finals. Yes. So yes, so nothing too bad there. Nothing too bad at all. Right. Now, it's almost time for me to go, guys. I'm going to talk in a little bit about how things are going personally and all sorts of other bits and bobs, which we'll talk about towards the end of the podcast. But we're going to have a full song next up for you all. Listening to the Tux Experience.
Står du tyst i ledet, går du snällt i takt, följer du helt blint det någon okänd människa sagt. Känns det fel i bröstet, ropar kroppen efter mer. Finns det något under ytan som de andra inte ser? Se på mig min vän, jag som som ditt rätta jag. Öppna garderoben, dags för dina tre. Kom nu. Jag visar vem du är. Lady Gagalicious, aldrig mera ordinär. Tänger du på gränser, så gör du lite mer. Ja, varför ska man välja Beyoncé eller Cher? Kom ut som en stjärna, mitt i After Dark. Ta steget ut i ljuset, som ditt rätta jag. Öppna garderoben, dags för din entré. Kom ut som en stjärna, kom ut som en stjärna. Här med en matta som ger ut succé. Kom ut som en stjärna, kom ut som en stjärna. Ta steget ut i ljuset. Kom ut som en stjärna. Kom ut som en stjärna. Glittra After Dark. Ta steget ut i ljuset, som ditt rätta jag. Öppna garderoben, plats för din entré. Kom ut som en stjärna. Kom ut som en stjärna. Kom ut som en stjärna. En äkta superstar. Strålar med karisma.
Oh, After Dark, Kommut som en stjärna. It was from this year's Swedish National Final, Melodifestivalen 2016. An absolutely awesome tune, which I cannot get enough of. It's so, so good. Now, we're going to... before we go, guys... I'm going to play a little song after I've spoken to you, but... Basically, I just wanted to say thank you for listening. It's been a pleasure as always. But honestly, everything's very good with me. I'm really looking forward to Eurovision and WrestleMania, of course. I know we haven't spoken much about wrestling so far this week. But if you want to get my thoughts on the current WWE product and thoughts about TNA as well, you can listen into the European Uppercut podcast that you can find on the DSJMP network and also on the Trending Topics network, which are going to be combining possibly very soon. I don't know how true this is or when it's going to happen, but I think it's a possibility that it may happen at some time soon. We won't dive into any more than that at this moment in time, but you can get and listen to the European Uppercut podcast starring myself, of course. Adam Pearson of fame on television, of course. He will be there, as well as the living legend Kai will be there. Also, Ash Hendricks finds himself there. A.H. Walker sometimes. Also, PK Punk will be there. And many of us too, rotating, including my little bro Connor. He makes a rare appearance now and again. And it's always great to have him on there as well. To find out more stuff about the Eurovision Song Contest, you can obviously listen to my Eurovision Showcase podcast only here on the Tuts Network, including live on 92.3 Forest FM across East Dorset, West Hampshire and the New Forest on Forest FM 92.3 FM. Also, you can listen via the TuneIn Radio app. Just search for Forest FM. And you can download the podcasts, obviously, of course, from any podcast app, including Podbean and iTunes. Yes, the iTunes podcast app. Now, other than that, everything's good with me, guys. Work-related stuff's fine, all good and dandy. I must admit, I am still looking for train jobs at the moment. Nothing's really come up at the moment. I mean, I'm really enjoying my stuff at the moment on the buses, but I want to branch my horizons, and I haven't made it particular general knowledge, but I'm quite happy to share my opinions, etc., with the faithful, knowing you guys. And that's about it, really. It's all a bit quiet on the Western Front, but just looking forward to the Eurovision Song Contest. Indeed. Oh, yes, myself and Rob have hired the registry office, so that's all good, too. So it sounds good. And so we're one step further. We've bought various things for the barn, which we're getting married in. So that's all set there. We've almost spent $2,000 on things already. So yeah, it's going to be an expensive one. But no doubt the day is going to be very exciting. Very exciting indeed. So basically, I want to leave you with a melody of songs from Sweden. From Melodifestivalen. It was a melody that was played on Melodifestivalen a few weeks ago, or last Saturday, technically. It's a great, great melody featuring many famous Swedish artists. Enjoy this one before we say our goodbyes. Adrenalina. Let's go back, shall we? Adrenaline is all you need, baby. No El Salvador, no hablo del país, sino de mi emperador, creador del ritmo latino.
Shut up, just a breeze. Oh well, now something's taking you over. Sing for life, sing for joy, sing for every man and woman, girl and boy. Sing a song, a simple melody. Sing out loud, or just hum. Sing for moments in the past and times to come. Sing for history and destiny. Won't you sing for me?
There we are. Melody of Melody Festival in 2016 songs there live from Melody Festival 2016's Interval Act. Yes. Now, stay tuned after the end of the show. I'll give you another taste of a bit of After Dark Swedish drag queen campness coming up with After Dark La Dolce Vita. But you can follow us on Twitter at Tuts Experience, and also remember, like our page, the Tuts Experience as well, and email us tutsexperience@hotmail.com. For I am Kieran Tussiot. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Tuts Experience. I hope you are well. Arrivederci, bon voyage, auf Wiedersehen, and have a nice day. Bang, bang.
Showen är slut, då kommer känslan tillbaks. Går ut i natten och himlen är blå, som den kan vara after dark. Jag vill ha fartfyllda heta nätter, spänning och magi. Jag är här, jag är nu, jag är fri. För jag vill leva la dolce vita. Som livet har mer att ge än bara ansvar och krav. Jag önskar vi kunde dansa och le ända tills natten blir dag. Och leva livet i stadens vimmel, tänja varje gräns. Jag är här, jag är nu, ja det känns. För jag vill leva la dolce vita.
Maybe for you, I'm having a bad fur day.
Poor kitty, what's wrong?
Couldn't sleep last night. I tried reading the most boring thing I could find, but not even your diary could do the trick.
How'd you read my diary? It's locked.
I picked it with my dew claw. So, who's Harvey?
He's no one.
Yeah, no one with the world's most perfect sideburns.
That's enough.
Harvey and Sabrina, Harvey and Sabrina, Harvey...
Well, I'd love to stay and listen to more tales of romance and meat, but I've got school to ruin my day. See ya.
Harvey and Sabrina.
Sam, what are you doing?
Nothing.
You're in a chat room again pretending to be a woman, aren't you?
I like the attention.
And up and down and up and down and up and down and up.
I hate my life.
Okay.
Okay, I know you're sad that you can't change Libby, but I have worse news. I have to go to the bathroom. Let's make the girl sneeze.
I have an idea. I'm betting that this leads to the sinuses.
And I hope that leads to a point.
Well, if we could just put an irritant into the sinuses, maybe we can make Libby sneeze. And since many people are allergic to...
No! Oh, gross, gross, gross.
Oh. Can I have more mashed potatoes?
Of course.
And I'll have more meat.
Another roll, please.
And I'll have more meat. Hey, what's a cat have to do around here to get something dead?
Salem, you've had enough to eat already.
No offense, but you're turning into a furry blimp.
What? I'm as lithe as a jungle cat. Besides, so far today, I've only had 10 of the 12 food groups.
What's left, chocolate and lard?
Maybe you should try dieting, Salem.
I don't need to diet because I am not fat. I am big boned. Oh,
need a push?
You laugh, you die.